Every spring, for centuries, hundreds of thousands of shorebirds, following their migratory instincts, have flown north to breeding grounds in the Arctic. Their trip starts in the southern hemisphere and covers thousands of miles. One of the birds' main pit stops in North America is Delaware Bay. Their migration is timed to coincide with the spawning of the horseshoe crab, an ancient species of animal found only along the Atlantic coast and in the Philippines. Some researchers are concerned that the delicate interaction between the birds and the crabs is threatened by human activity. NPR's Van Williamson reports.
Not very far east of Delaware's Dover Air Force Base, the road leading away from the town of Little Creek changes from asphalt to hard-packed dirt. In the Little Creek Wildlife Area on this warm spring day, the reeds rustle in the breeze and the sun glints off the bay. You expect to see seagulls, red-winged blackbirds, and sandpipers. They're always here, mining the shoreline for bugs. But as soon as you near the bay, the chattering of a few other species, visitors, fills the air.
We can, on Delaware Bay, in some years, get several hundred thousand to a half million shorebirds here.
Dave Carter is an environmental coastal program manager with Delaware's Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control.
Ready turnstones and semi-palmated sandpipers in this area. We also get quite a few sanderlings come through. We get Dunlin, Dowitchers, and probably one of the birds that's been given the most attention is the red knot, because it migrates further than any other shorebird. It goes from the southern tip of Argentina all the way up to northern Canada and flies a round trip of about 20,000 miles a year.
Most of the birds on this beach are ruddy turnstones. They're small, with a harlequin pattern of black, white, and rust red. Their name describes their eating habit. They turn over stones and shells with their bills, looking for food. Here, mostly horseshoe crab eggs. There are more than 1,000 birds on this tiny beach, bickering loudly as they poke the sand, fly off in a flurry of beating wings, and return a minute later to continue foraging. Nigel Clark is head of projects with the British Trust for Ornithology, which has been capturing and banding shorebirds in the United Kingdom for 40 years. He's come here to help the Delaware team track the migration. The bay is the second largest feeding stopover in the Western Hemisphere for shorebirds on their way north. He says the birds stop here because they need an abundant food supply, and they need it in a hurry. If they arrive too late at their northern breeding grounds, there won't be enough insects to feed their chicks. Delaware Bay is their last chance to stock up on food for the final 2,000 miles of their journey.
It has a vast amount of food supply just for a short period when the birds need it, and that is washed up to the surface by the spawning crabs and is a surplus food supply that enables them to have very high quality, very rich food that they can gather in vast amounts. Each bird can gather about 20,000 eggs a day, and although each egg is very small, that enables them maybe to put on 10% of their body weight each day.
Clark says it takes the turnstone about 3 weeks to gain enough weight for the flight.
They arrive weighing about 4 ounces or thereabouts and will stay here, each individual, for probably no more than 2 weeks and leave at around 180 grams or 7 ounces thereabouts. And in that time, they have put on vast amounts of resources to enable them to fly the next step up to the Arctic, and they will then breed in the high Arctic, stay there for 2 months before returning back down south.
There are more horseshoe crabs here than anywhere in the world. Millions of females swim ashore to lay their eggs during high tides at the new and full moons, perhaps 20,000 small olive green eggs per crab. But the crab population is under pressure. The crab's shell has important medical uses, and watermen like the crab for bait. Whole crabs are ground up for fertilizer and chicken feed. The risk of an oil spill from one of the 1,000 tankers that plies the bay each year is a concern. People are building houses right on the coastline, which is where the crab lives, and the shoreline is disappearing into the water. For the last few years, Delaware has been looking for ways to keep the crab population from declining. In places where they've been replenishing the shoreline to prevent erosion, Environmental Program Manager Dave Carter says they're trying to find out whether using coarser sand provides a better habitat for the crab.
We look at the density of spawning that occurs on those beaches. We sample them for the density, a number of eggs that we have in those beaches. And we also look at the grain size, where we actually go into the lab and separate out to find out how coarse or how fine the beach sands are. And a lot of other things that we're doing to find, understand the nearshore habitat to get an idea of what these crabs seem to be most successfully spawning in. And of course, if they're successful, the birds follow for the eggs.
Delaware cares about the birds for all sorts of reasons. Ornithologist Nigel Clark says preserving the birds' feeding grounds has an economic as well as an environmental benefit.
It's the most wonderful spectacle. And large numbers of bird watchers come down to see the spectacle each year and bring a significant amount of income to the coastal communities. And it's vital that that can continue. People can enjoy the birds, and at the same time, the horseshoe crabs can be there in enough numbers so that they can be sensibly harvested for the fisheries' uses as well. If we can get that balance right, then we'll have done our job correctly as scientists in the long term.
The birds that have been feasting on crab eggs on the shores of the Delaware Bay have now left on the last leg of their migration. Researchers will continue analyzing data from this year, and they, too, will return to the coast in time for the full moon next May. Van Williamson, NPR News, Port Mahon, Delaware.